各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
好，那我们现在大家请一起请合掌，我们要念来念开经偈。
Join palm, please.
先念中文哈。无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound, and subtle Dharma is difficult to encounter in hundreds and millions of eons. Now I see, hear, and uphold it. I vow to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas.
好，请放掌，阿弥陀佛。好，我想这一章上个礼拜我们已经讲过了哈，是在童子的五十三参跟修菩萨道的五十二个位阶其实是相关的。
We talk about this page of all the advisor which Sudana is going to visit. So these are 52 bodhisattvas actually is in accordance of the bodhisattva stage of the 52 stage of a bodhisattva.
我们谈过前面这十个是十住。
The first column, 10 bodhisattvas, is 10 dwelling.
十行。
The second column is 10 conducts.
第三个是十回向。
The third column is 10 transference.
第四个叫十地位。
The fourth column is 10 grounds.
在这栏呢，我们看看十一地位或是妙觉等觉位，等觉位，等觉位，等觉位。
The fifth column.And is the equal enlightenment stage.
最后的三个是妙觉位。
The third, the three and on the very right is the wondrous enlightenment stage.
这里面这个淡绿色的浅绿色的部分是我们已经跟大家一起参访过的善知识。
The lighter color of green, which is we already visited.
所以上礼拜我们谈的是这一位。
Last week, we visited the 40th and Lady Gopa.
Okay, 好，所以表示说善财童到现在，其实上他已经具备了十地位的知识跟 knowledge. Okay.
So since he already visited 40 teacher already, so Sudana already has the 10 ground up to 10 stage of 10 grounds knowledge.
好，今天我们参访的是第四十一位，叫摩耶夫人。
Today we're gonna visit the number 41 teacher, Lady Maya.
好，我们知道摩耶夫人，大家对她应该了解吧？她就是释迦牟尼佛的亲生母亲嘛，哈。她释迦牟尼佛出生之后的七天，她就往生了，她就升到倒立天，所以释迦牟尼佛就有因缘到倒立天为母说法。做的就是地藏经，我想大家都会诵地藏经。那我们称地藏经是一部孝经，是因为他特别到了倒立天为母亲来说，所以这样一部法。
Most of you are pretty familiar with Lady Maya. She is the birth mother of Shakyamuni Buddha. After she gave birth to Shakyamuni Buddha, 7 days later, she passed away and then ascended to the Trayanstrasa.Or 33 heavens. So later on, and Buddha want to pay back to his mother. So he ascend to that 33 heavens to preach a sutra for his mother. The sutra is the famous sutra of Earth Door Sutra or Sitigaba Bodhisattva Sutra.And that's why, and this sutra in Buddhism tradition, it's called the sutra of filialness. So then that's the sutra everybody need to recite.
好，那善财童子他离开这个渠波王妃之后呢，他一心一意想要参访摩耶夫人。其实这个时候，善财童子他等同是十地菩萨的这样的境界，所以他对于善知识的那种渴求心其实是更强的，因为他知道。越往上越往精细的部分其实越不容易越需要善知识的引导所以当他对善知识当然是深具信心了当他一心要参访摩耶夫人的当下的时候他就获得所谓的观佛境界的这样的智慧
And after the Sudana left the Shaka Lady Maya and so he's traveling to see Sorry, I said it wrong. So after Sudana left Shaka Lady Gopa, and he's going to go visit Lady Maya. So at that time, and he already have Bodhisattva stage of a 10 grounds knowledge. So so he's enthusiasm and faith into a good advisor is even deepened. So because he know, and the more abstruse and fine he goes, and the more he need the guidance from a good advisor. So of course, and he has a deep faith and toward a good advisor. And at that time, and so so he just merely had the thought he want to see he want to meet Lady Maya. So he already obtain the wisdom of contemplating the Buddha state.
这个观佛境界这样的智慧呢，到底是什么样的境界？第一个是他了知所有佛的一切境界，这是第一个。第二个呢，他知道善知识的一切都是如幻如幻而成的。
So, what kind of wisdom is this wisdom of contemplating the Buddha's state? And first of all, and it knows all Buddha's state.And the secondly, it knows a good advisor, and they are all illusory, and it's like a dream.
他这样想，哇，原来善知识的境界都是如幻如化的。当下这个念头一起的时候，他想说，哇，我能够亲近善知识是多么多么的幸运。所以他因为善知识已经离开对世界一切执着，当下的时候呢，他就因为他具有这个观佛的这个境界的智慧，所以当下知道善知识呢具有二十种身。
He just merely had a thought, and he wanted to meet the next good advisor. So he already can perceive and this 20 transformation body, because he knows and this good advisor is already depart from all attachment, and all is like illusory. So immediately he can perceive 20 transformation bodies.
第一个，他知道这个善知识具有清净的法身。就像佛一样清净的法身，而且他也知道呢，这个身呢，这个其实这个法这个色身，应该说这个色身啊，应该说视线的这个色身，其实是轮化的业力。我们知道业是万，就是因缘聚集的嘛，但是它也是幻化，如幻的业力而视线出来的这个化身。然后呢，甚至于呢，连这个他发的愿都是如幻的愿，所以能够实现像佛身一样。
So first of all, he knows that this transformation body replete with pure Dharma body, and the second, she manifests the transformation bodies with a karma like a illusion. This transformation body is a physical body and transform with karma. Karma is cause and condition come together to produce karma. So it's all like illusion.And the third, to uphold Buddha's body with vows, and they are like illusion. Even vows are like illusion. So Buddha's body is also like illusion.
你看到像这个业世间的化身，你像释迦牟尼佛，他化身2600多年前在释迦族的那个色身，其实上那也是幻化而成的。
So here we say the transformation body like with karma like an illusion. And think about it, Buddha himself dwell in the world 2600 years ago. So the physical body he manifests, he represents, it's because the karma, the cause and condition come together. That actually is an illusion too.
好，然后呢，他也是随意念而化身的，意生生。另外呢，这个色身没有生跟灭，没有来跟去，没有实跟虚，它是不会坏的，而且没有起点，也没有终点，所以所有的相都是现在一时相当中。
And she also manifests the body of body born from intent, body without production and extinction, body neither come neither go, body neither force neither actual.Body neither change nor disintegrate. Body never cease or arise. Body include all marks as one mark.
好，我想到说哦，我们都觉得这个色身有来有去哈。最近有菩萨生了孩子，好欢喜，大家都很欢喜。 可是 你还记得吗？当初那个广清老和尚圆寂的他说了什么话？无来无去，没有什么事。可是我们真的是有来有去，而且事情很多。
Well, come to think about our physical body, and we always think our physical body so real. Recently, and this disciple and just gave a birth into a baby, everybody was so happy and joyous, and because the birth. But actually, our physical body is neither come, neither go, and neither arise and neither perish. And that's why Master Guan Qing, when the time he about to pass away to go into Nirvana, his famous word is neither come, neither go. So actually our physical body, it's not real, it's neither come nor go.
不是色身没有来去，而是法身没有来去。色身是有生灭的。
Correction. It's not physical body doesn't arise or perish. Physical body is true. It exists. It's our Dharma body does not arise or perish.
为什么善智善这个善财童子可以看到这个法身？是因为他不是刚刚具到那个智慧吗？知道观佛的一些境界智，他知道法身的一些现象。
Because Sudana and had the wisdom, and therefore he can perceive this Dharma body. This body is all Dharma body.
好，你看，在经里面对这种事讲得非常的详细。他说，我们也知道法身没有两，没有有，没有无，没有一，没有住着的一个地方，没有穷尽，然后甚至没有分别，就像如影随形一样的，像梦一样幻化成。现象都是现象的，都是幻化的现象。
In the sutra, it describes this Dharma body in this great detail. This Dharma body apart from two extremes. This Dharma body without a place of a reliance. Dharma body without exhaustion. Body depart from all discrimination and like a manifestation of a reflection. Body that knows that all is like a dream. Body understand that.All is like an image, body like pure sun.
好，对，像这个是像太阳光一样这么清净，这么光亮。
This Dharma body is like the ray of sun. It's pure and bright.
好，而且这个法身应该普现于十方而化现，然后它在三世当中，过去、现在、未来，但是从来都没有什么变化，因为它就是法身。然后它也不是我们念头所起的这个身心所起的这样的色身。
This Dharma body transformationally appear throughout the 10 directions. Dharma body abide in the 3 period of time without changing. The Dharma body neither physical nor thought. The physical thoughts and arise from the thought, the physical body.
他说：“这个，他看到了这个善知识的这个二十个色身哈，色身呢是犹如虚空一样，所行无障碍，而且是超诸四眼。我们等一下讨论一下这个四眼是什么。他说，只有普贤菩萨的清净眼才能够看到。可是因为他具有一个诸佛菩萨这样的智慧，所以他可以看到。
This Dharma body and manifests into a physical body.And these 20 bodies is just like an empty space, obstructed in her travel, in Lady Maya's travel. She transcends the vision of those who are mundane and can only be perceived by the pure eye of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra.
我们知道有五眼，对吗？你们知道五眼吗？好，我们知道有肉眼、天眼、慧眼、法眼跟佛眼。
We know when there's five type of eyes, and human flesh eyes, heavenly eyes, wisdom eyes, Dharma eyes, and Buddha eyes.
好，那我们当然知道，肉眼当然就是人，好，我们人所具备的。那天眼当然是天界具备的。再来就是慧眼，慧眼是什么？慧眼就是应该是声闻，好，声闻，他们因为修行而得到慧眼。那法眼就是菩萨，佛眼当然是佛了。这边讨论是超诸四眼，基本上已经超越了天肉眼、天眼还有慧眼，应该是达到菩萨的境界。因为普贤，我们认为菩萨嘛，至少到菩萨的境界，他才能看到 这样的一个境界。其实它是总称，声闻缘觉其实是总称，对。
Okay, these five type of eyes. Of course, the fleshy eyes is a human eye organ. And the heavenly eye is heaven celestial beings' eyes. And the wisdom eye is the eyes of Shivaka and Pratyeka Buddha. And the Dharma eyes is Bodhisattva's eyes. And the Buddha, and the last Buddha eyes is Buddha's eyes.
你想多不可思议哦，他只是观想到要去参访摩耶夫人就有这么大的 power。
So when Sudana just merely had the thought he want to go visit Lady Maya, so actually, and this is she transcend the vision of those who are mundane. This actually is talking about
至少到法眼。
Okay, so he actually is reaching to the level to the Dharma eyes.So it's pretty amazing. He just merely had a thought. So he can actually and reach to the level of a Dharma eyes.
好，那当然了，这个善财童子当然觉得很亲，他就说，哇，多不可思议哈！我要是能够亲近这样的善知识，多么多么的幸运！这还没去就已经有这么大的东西了。他说，这个善知识已经远离世间的一切执着，而且他超越了六根眼耳鼻舌身意，对六尘。色身香味触法的执着，而且了知一切无障碍，摩耶夫人证的就是所谓的大愿智幻解脱法门。
Sudana just merely had a thought, and he want to go visit Lady Maya. So, and he already can perceive this 20 transformation body. And so he think he's very fortunate be able to draw near this good wise advisor. So this Lady Maya is far apart from the mundane and dwell in that which has no dwelling. She transcends the attachment of six sense organs to the six sense dust.So six sense organs, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, and the six sense object is sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought. She knows the way of no obstruction. Lady Maya has attained the liberation door of great vows and wisdom of all being like an illusion.
好，我想这样，到这个地方，你会发出什么念头吗？我要怎么样去，怎么去亲近这个善知识？善财童子就动了一个这样念头，我要怎么样亲近这个善知识呢？
So up to this point, and Sudana raised this question, how am I going to approach, how am I going to draw near to this good advisor?
他说这个善知识呢，像这样这么好的善知识，我怎么样才能够亲近他，而且诚实他，供养他，我怎么能够在跟善知识在同一个 level 当中，我怎么能够观到善知识的一些外相跟相貌，怎么样能够听到他的声音，思维他的教化，然后受他的教育。
So a good advisor is very difficult to encounter, Sudana said, with regard to being such a good teacher. In what way should I now draw near to her, serve and make offerings to her, dwell in her presence, contemplate her countenance and features?How should I listen to her sounds, reflect upon her words, and receive her instructions?
好，之前大概前三十个位哈，善财童子参访的时候，他一动念头，他当然要去，一去就会看到善知识嘛哈。可是像上一次我们谈到那个 Lady Gopa 的时候，已经有护法神出来，你还记得吗？已经有护法神已经先前出来了。同样的，因为后面也是这样子。他动这个念头当下的时候呢，就发现众神有很多很多的神出现。
And when Sudana visited the first 30 teachers, as soon as he had the thought and he want to visit those teachers after he go through travel and challenge, and then he can actually meet the teacher. And but last week we talk about Shakyamuni Lady Gopa. And before he can actually see the the teacher. So and this a lot of spirit and a Dharma protector appear in front of him. And then the further he go later to visit this teacher, and then the more spirit is going to come out to protect him. It's the same case here.
好，在那个摩耶夫人的身边，基本上有三，应该说三层哈，三层的护法神，有主成神、僧众神跟罗刹鬼王。
Around Lady Maya, there's actually three layers of a spirit and around her to protect her. The first is the city ruling spirit. The second is many body spirit. The third, Raksha, ghost king.
好，那咱们当然了，他一动这个念头的时候，这个主成神就出现了。主成神呢，有一个名字叫宝眼。宝眼主成神，他其实他周边有很多很多的很多的成的，应该是这些成神了、供养，就是回到他旁边，然后他们从虚空中就出现了。出现之后呢，他们用各他们是身上其实是非常庄严的，用各种宝物来庄严他自己的色身。然后呢，他们会用他们就拿了花来供养善财童子。
As soon as Sudana had the thought.And the city ruling spirit and called jewel eyes and surrounded was renewed, manifest the body in space. And she was enhanced with all kind of wonderful adornments and released the countless multitude of a precious flower she held in her hand. She stood upon Sudana.
好，我要问头，为什么他们这些人会来，这些神为什么会供养善财童子？
I want to ask you a question. Why these spirits and come to make offerings to Sudana?
请问你来东珠禅寺有没有神出现来供养你？
Let me ask you, when you come to come here, is there any spirit come to make offerings to you?
有啊。
Yes and no?
有。Yes, 谁？你们让你看到，来供养什么东西？看看。在哪里？来，拿出来，拿出来供养，大家一起来分享。
So somebody say yes, and let's hear the story.
他今天为什么可以看到？当然是因为他有我们刚刚讲，他已经到佛的地位，可以看到嘛，哈。再来是善财童子，他已经一路参访的时候，其实他非常的用功啊，他的修行到那个地位，他已经修行到至少到十地位了，所以这个时候这个神就会来供养他的啦。
So
okay.
So before we said, and Sudana is already has a 10 grounds stage of a 10 ground bodhisattva's knowledge, and that's the first. And then also, and so he already reached in the eyes of a Dhamma eyes. So therefore, and so there's a lot of spirit come to make offerings to him.
好，这些神出现的时候呢，他们并不是在供养而已，他们告诉他，他说你要好好的守护你。守护你的心诚，守护你这个心呢、啊？他告诉他十二个法门来守护这个心。
These spirits not only come to make offerings to Sudana, they also tell him, and you need to guard the city of your mind, and they tell him the 12 Dharma door how to do that.
第一个要守护你的心诚，要不要贪着这个世间的一切生死的现象？因为这其实是世间的一切，其实都是因缘所生嘛，也其实也就是幻化。他告诉你不要恋死。第二个是告诉你要一心的需求去修学如来的实力。我想这个实力我们在华华经讲过，我不再讲了。另外他讲说要断真正好好的断除这个悭贪嫉妒谄狂邪为等等心。然后另外告诉你要好好的思维诸佛的一切实相。
So, You shall guard the city of your mind. That is to say, do not be greedy for the stay within birth and death. And birth and death is all cause and condition come together. So do not attach and dwell in the birth and death. You shall adorn the city of your mind by single-minded, tending toward and pursuing the 10 powers of the dust come one. You shall purify and regulate the city of your mind.By ultimately cutting off stinginess, jealousy, flattery, and deceit. You should make cool and refresh the city of your mind by reflecting upon the actual nature of all dharmas.
因为他告诉他往下讲，他说你应该增长你这个心，用精进的心来认真，来增进办到一切 成佛的方法，另外呢，你要用各种禅修的方法，让你要脱离这个世间的束缚，然后有般若的智慧，另外呢，你要有普摄一切方便来度众生，另外呢，就要能够发愿学习普贤菩萨的行愿。
You should augment the city of your mind by bringing accomplishment or dharmas that aid the way. You should decorate the city of your mind by erecting the palace of all samadhi and liberations. You should illumine the city of your mind by universally entering all Buddha's way places and listening to and receiving the Dharma of Prajnaparamita. You should increase the benefit the city of your mind by universally gathering in all Buddha's path of expedience.
好，他要继续往下说。他说你应该要有发愿的愿力，来呢，来至少能够打击这外面来的这些对你来的一些阻碍，然后要有智慧，这是佛的智慧，能够开佛的光明。另外呢，要有听受一切佛说法的这样的智慧，这样子，这个就是所谓的我们看到所谓的十波罗蜜法门，十波罗蜜法门。所以这个十二个法门，无时无刻没有一点不是成佛的法门。
You should solidify the city of your mind by diligently cultivating Samantabhadra's conduct and vows. You should protect the city of your mind.By intently guarding against evil companion and demon armies. You should enlarge the city of your mind by opening up the light of all Buddha's wisdom. You should skillfully repair to the city of your mind by listening and receiving the Dharma spoken by all Buddhas. These 12 Dharma doors shows that every single one in the worldIs the Dharma door to achieve Buddhahood.
我们刚刚想说般若波罗蜜跟智波罗蜜它是不太相同的。般若波罗蜜的意思是了知世界一切相是空的，是空相。后面那个智波罗蜜就是已经达到佛的智慧了，就是佛的智慧的波罗蜜，它是不一样的。就是一切是没有疑惑，一切都能够直接入到佛的慧，所以它是不一样的。那这十二个法门，每一个法门都是成佛的法门。
So you can see all these and it's 10 parameters. And we see a prajna paramita. And that actually is different from a wisdom paramita. And prajna, that paramita is knowing and all the world phenomena is emptiness. And the wisdom paramita actually is the wisdom of the Buddha.
那我们回来看，他不是告诉他十二个法门吗？他要拥护你的心诚。那我们来谈谈什么东西叫做心诚。
So this 12 Dharma doors is to guard and protect the city of mind. So what is it? Is the city of the mind?
其实心诚就是心呐、啊，就是讲那个心呐、啊。这个心就是正觉法王所具，就是你能够觉悟、开悟、成佛了，就是这个东西。它是万德所具的，成佛就是这个心，它就是。修十度波罗蜜，甚至达到十地以上的时候才能够达到的。
So, the city of the mind, and actually is the mind, or you can sometimes people say the mind king, is the dwellings of the proper enlightenment Dharma king, is the accumulation of myriad blessing and virtues that pervades the Dharma realm, and the mind to achieve Buddhahood.Therefore, to guard and protect the city of the mind. And this is also the cultivation of the 10 parameters and then reach 10 ground of the Bodhisattva stage.
我想大家也知道在地藏经里面有那个觉林菩萨经，其实就是华严经里面的。若人欲了知生死一切佛，应观法界性，下面呢一切为心造。就是这个心。
And this verses, and we always recite in our evening service, to know all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, and to know all the Dharma Dhatu nature is all created by the mind. This is coming from Okay, yeah, this is coming from.
Lotus Sutra.
This is coming from Avatamsaka Sutra and then also Earth Door Sutra.
好，下面这句话，他讲说，菩萨摩诃萨，你要是能够这样的清净来修你这个心尘的时候，能够积聚一切的善法。
And if a Bodhisattva Mahasattva can in this way purify and cultivate the city of his mind, so he can amass all good dharmas.
好，积聚善法有什么用呢？积聚善法才能够得成佛。他说，积聚一切善法的时候呢，能够捐除一切障碍，就是能够排除一切的障碍。然后呢，排除一切障碍的时候，你能够而且要发求善知识的心，其实你不用力，便能够得到见到善知识，最后能够毕竟成佛。
So, what's the purpose of amass all good dharmas to accomplish? So actually, is to accomplish Buddhahood. So purify and cultivate the city of your mind, and you can amass all good dharmas, eradicate all obstruction and difficulties.Bring forth the resolve of aspiring toward and pursuing good and wise advisor. Then without any effort, you will see and heard Lady Maya up to and including ultimately, and he will most certainly accomplish Buddhahood.
所以修这个修清净心尘的方法并不是只有善财童子要修耶。我们不是也要修吗？我们讲说身起百劫修什么？修六度波罗蜜，他现在讲修十度波罗蜜，对的，只是为了要成佛。
So to purify the city of mind is not only applied to Sudana, that apply to every one of us. So to purify and cultivate the city of mind. So we always say we practice six paramita, and here in Sudana practice ten paramitas.
所以这个主成神他一出现，他告诉他这十二个法门。为什么只要这样帮助善财童子的能够毕竟成佛
？So as soon as this silly city ruling spirit appeared in before the Sudana, he told him about this 12 Dharma doors, and then to actually is to help Sudana achieve Buddhahood.
好，他的责任了之后呢，第二个出现叫僧众神。
So the next spirit appear in front of him is many body spirit.
好，有两位僧众神，一个叫莲华法德，另外一个是妙华光明。这两位僧众神出现之后，他在虚空中，你看他们都在虚空中了，哈、哦。OK， 然后呢，他用妙，就是微妙的声音来称赞他摩耶夫人，然后从他的耳当当中放出光明，放出一个所谓光明网，然后普照诸佛世界。诸佛世界绕了一圈，所有世界都被他们照亮了。
And actually, there is there's two many body spirit, and the first one is called Dharma virtue of a lotus flower, and the second is called light of a wondrous blessing. And they surrounded by measureless spirit and stationed in empty space. They praise Lady Maya with all sort of wonderful sounds.From their earrings, and there was emitted a net of rays of luminous colors and shades, which universally illumine boundless Buddha world.
好，这个光呢，照了诸佛世界之后呢，这让这个善财童子呢，他觉得能够见到诸佛的一切佛国净土。另外，这个光呢，照了全世界之后呢，他从那个善财童子的顶门上下去，然后骗到善财童子所有的毛孔。让善财童子得到十种清净眼。
And this called Sudana to behold all Buddhas of the lands of the ten directions. The net of a light enter into the summit of the crown of Sudana to the extent that pervasively enter all the hair pores of his body. Thereupon, Sudana immediately attend.Ten kinds of pure eyes.
所以我们常常讲说佛放光、哦、你看这个菩萨会放光、哦、可是我们都没有察觉到，对不对？所以我们都没有察觉到，其实他随时在放光。好，这个地方呢，我要在前面先停一下。我们刚刚前面提到说，这个这个僧众神他的耳当、哦、耳当放出光嘛，我们来看看什么叫做耳当。你们知道什么叫耳当吗？ 耳垂，还有呢，我们来看一下。
And a lot of time we hear Buddhas and actually emit lights, and but we never really see it. And here we also talk about the spirit emit lights, and from the earring. So before it was using earrings. So what is it? So now we're gonna look at in details.
好，我们来看。这个是一个佛的手嘛，佛手哈，还有几个部分，白毫啊、肉髻啊、罗法，我们都不要管。我现在看你看耳当，耳当就是这个下面这个部分。我们知道呢，佛有32相，80随行，对吗？好，我们后来发现，在这个80随行里面有一个随行，我们讲说那个佛啦，就是耳朵会垂肩嘛，对吧？所以我就发现说，原来那个佛修行到最后的时候，耳朵不只是大，而且厚，而且垂下来。所以垂下来这个部分其实就是所谓的耳当，所以我们用一个英文字叫 lobule。
So actually, this is the actual word is called lobule, and you can see this is the Buddha's head, and the curl of white hairs in the middle, and flashy humps on the crown of the head.And curly hair. And then you see, and this ear, his ear is very long and very broad and very thick. And actually, it's as long as reach the shoulder. This whole piece, and it's called lobial.
但是呢，我们都没有这个耳当了，我们都没有这么大修行嘛，吼，所以我们就来模仿一下，就是挂在这个耳朵上垂下来这个东西，我们也叫耳当。就很多人，你看像这个，这我正好找到这张照片。其实很多人都会把挂下来哈，而且还挂很大哈。像这个，你看像这个部分，看到吗？这个部分。后来我们就发现，这个东西就是耳当。现在的人用这种东西，用这个一个，它可能是一些玉啊，或是一些其他东西，它就这样的，然后挂在耳朵上，就很像佛的那个垂下来的。所以是人没有这样的没有修行，但是挂这样的东西也称为耳当，所以那个时候我们只能称为它是 earring， 但是佛的部分我们称为 lobule。
And we know, and Buddha's he has 32 good marks and 80 good notable physical characteristics. So that's why his ear lobe is big and thick and then long and can reach the shoulder.And because this is all from his cultivation and practice. But we don't have that, so we try to imitate Buddha. So we hand some jewelries and precious stone on our earlobe gem. And so to try to imitate Buddha. So that's why later on we call earring. But Buddha is a feature actually called lobule.
所以真正成佛的时候什么都不需要了，这些东西都自然而成，自然天成的。
After we achieve Buddhahood, we don't really need this. This is a come everything naturally.
好，我们刚刚谈说这个，他装在这个耳当这边哦，放光。那因为哈、哦，因为这个神呢、啊，圣众神呢、啊，他是在 Lady Maya 的旁边嘛，他们其实上是很有修行。你不要认为他是什么神哦，其实上他都是菩萨示现的，所以菩萨就会有这样的东西出现，然后放光来照。所以他照了诸佛世界，让这个善财童子看到诸佛菩萨世界之外，另外也照了从这个善财童子的头上顶上下去之后，到毛孔当中，所以让他得到10种清净的光明眼。那我们再看看这个10种清净光明眼是什么东西。
So before we mention about this many body, this too many body spirits, and they actually emit the natural rate of luminous color and shades, and universally illumine boundless Buddha world. And they also, this light also causes Sudana to behold all Buddhas of the land of 10 directions. And they also, this light enter into the summit of crown of Sudana.And extend that pervasively into all the hair pore of his body. And thereupon, because of all that, the light and the Sudana immediately attend this 10 kind of pure eyes. What are these 10 kind of pure eyes? We're going to talk about now.
好，这个十种清净光明，让他能够永离一切的愚痴障碍。另外呢，他能够了知一切众生的自性。另外呢，他也观到一切法性、法界性。另外是观一切佛国的性。所以都是这个十个清净眼里面的它的功能。
attain the eye of a pure light and forever separate from darkness of stability, and attain the eye of a free cataract, and he could understand the nature of all living beings. Attain the eye separate from filth, he could contemplate the door of a nature, the doors of the nature of all dharmas. Attain the eye of a pure wisdom, he was able to contemplate the nature of all Buddha's land.
好，另外再我们往下看，他能够得到譬如遮那佛的眼这样特色，所以他能够见到一切的法身。另外呢，得到一些普光明眼，见到佛是平等不思议的来度众生。然后呢，也无没有光没有障碍，然后观察一切的世界海世界的现象，成住坏空的现象，他都清净了然一生。
He attained the eye of a Vairocana Buddha. He could see the Buddha's Dharma body. Attained the eye of a universal brightness. He could see the level and inconceivable bodies of the Dharma of the Buddha. Attained the eye of unobstructed brilliance. He could contemplate the formation and decay of the seed of all kshatras.
好，另外呢，我们再看。他可以看到一切佛用大方便、大辩才力、大智慧力来转法轮，然后呢，他能够见到一切佛自在无碍的来调伏这些刚强众生，然后呢，能够看到一切佛他的出生到入灭的一切过程。
Attain the eye of universal illumination, he could see the Buddhas of ten directions giving rise to a great expedience in turning the Dharma wheel of a proper Dharma. Attain the eye of a state of universality, he could see luminous Buddha tame, subdue living beings with powers of a sovereignty. Attain the eye of a universal vision, he could behold all Buddhas appear throughout all kshatras.
所以这个善财童子得到这个身众神的帮助，得到这十种清净眼，可以做什么？他可以看到一切佛，而且看到一切佛怎么样去度众生。
To have all these ten eyes, and he and can gather the eyes of Buddha, and then to see how Buddha's ten subdue all living beings.
好，这是第二波哈。好，第三波，罗刹鬼王出现了。
The third level of spirit, Dharma protector, is this Rakshasa's ghost king.
我找了一张照片，不晓得是不是真的是他那样子，不知道，很像啊。好 ，OK， 罗刹鬼王他的名字叫善眼，善眼当然他是守护在这个Lady Maya 的这个佛堂的附近了、啊、哈，这样子。然后呢，他当然他有很多眷属，一万个这个罗刹眷属就归到旁边，大家一起用花来供养善财童子。
So I found this picture, and I don't know, it's actually this Yakshasa, the ghost king, but it's just a representation. This ghost king and called Good Eyes, and he was protecting Lady Maya and nearby her palace, and he has about 10,000 retinues, and they shower a multitude of wonderful flowers down upon Sudana.
好，那他告诉他的法门是什么呢？他说：“善财童子，我告诉你，你要是能够成就十法，你就能够亲近诸圣之士。”
What kind of Dharma door this ghost king teach Sudana? So he telling him, and to accomplish the ten kinds of Dharma, ten types of Dharma, the Bodhisattva can draw near all good advice.
好
advisors.
OK, 那我们来看一下什么叫怎么样来成就这个十个法。比如说要你要心清净，离诸惨狂邪微，然后要大悲平等，然后普摄一切众生，然后你知众生其实都是虚幻的吧，都是假的，没有真实性，所以不要执着。另外是也有一切智慧，但是心不退转。另外呢，以信解力普入一切诸佛道场，来成就一切众生。
What are these ten types of dharmasAnd having a pure mind and being apart from all flattery and deceit. Having great compassion, that is a level and equal. to universally gathered in living beings. Know that all living beings are not real and actual. Tending toward all wisdom with the non-retreating mind, by the power of a faith and understanding, universally entering the way place of all Buddhas.
好，这是前面的五个，我们往下看，看第六个方法是什么。他说得到这个净慧眼，了知一切诸法，它的真实性是空性的，而且大会平等来普覆一切众生，以光明智慧，然后能够清除一切的妄境，然后以甘露法语来洗涤我们这个生死的热闹。另外呢，以广大的眼来真正的清楚一切诸法的实相。所以这样的话，你常常随着亲近善知识的时候，而且能够随顺善知识，学习善知识给你的所有一切教导。
Obtaining the pure wisdom eye and understand the nature of all dharmas. With great kindness that is impartial, universally sheltering all living beings. With the light of wisdom, illuminating all four states. With the rain of sweet dew, rinsing away the heat of birth and death. With vast eyes, thoroughly investigating all dharmas. Having a mind that forever accord and comply with all good and wise advisors.
这个罗刹鬼王的这十个法，让善财童子他告诉他，这样子你才能够很快能够亲近善知识。
So all these ten Dharma door and from this ghost king. So he now so you can faster and sooner to draw near to the good advisors.
接着他再告诉他十种三昧门，让他能够告诉他这样的话，你能够现身哦，当下这身能够见到善知识。
For accomplishing this 10 kind of a samadhi door, the bodhisattva can constantly see all good and wise advisors.
而且不是只有一个，是诸善知识。
It's not only one, it's many, it's all, and manifest before him in the present life, in the current life.
Okay, 好，那我们来看一下这个三昧法门是什么呢？第一个是法空清净轮三昧门。这一切的法不是只有一切，我们知道一切不是只有五蕴空，我们讲说心经讲说照见五蕴皆空，不是只有五蕴空啊，一切法都是空的。而且呢，他能够观察到一切的十方的世界海的三昧，另外呢，对一切境界不舍离不缺减，就是不来不迎不去，另外呢，可以见到一切佛出世的这样的三昧。
The samadhi of the pure will of the emptiness of the Dharma, samadhi of contemplating the sea of a land of 10 directions, the samadhi of not rejecting and not being inadequate with regard to all state is not coming and not going, the samadhi of universally seeing all Buddhas appear in the world.
好，下面第五个方法是什么呢？好，集一切功德障三昧。再来是心不舍离，不舍离诸善知识，就是常常要愿意亲近善知识，然后建议可以见到一切善知识呢，生出诸佛的一切功德三昧。另外呢，不离一切善知识，常随善知识，就是我们所谓的常随佛学一样，然后常常能够供养一切善知识的三昧。另外呢，参与一切善知识当中，没有什么过失，就是常常认真学，不要再犯错，没有这样过失。
The samadhi of amassing the treasury of all merit and virtue. The samadhi of never renouncing the good and wise advisor. The samadhi of constantly seeing all good and wise advisor, giving rise to the Buddha's merit and virtue. The samadhi of never leaving good and wise advisors. The samadhi of forever making offerings to all good and wise advisors. The samadhi of forever being without errors at the places of all good and wise advisors.
好，成就这十种三昧的话，但能够现世当中能够见到诸善知识。
to accomplish all these ten samadhis, and they can perceive, they can see all good advisors in the present life.
好，进一步呢，这个鬼王跟他讲说，你得善知，得到善知识的，转一切佛法轮三昧的话，你能够知道佛的体跟性是平等的，而且能够不只是见证，是处处都能够遇到善知识。
So the ghost king told Sudana, and if you attain this samadhi of the good and wise advisor, turning the Dharma wheel of all Buddha Dharmas, he completely know the level equality of the substance and nature of all Buddhas. And at all places, he will encounter good and wise advisors.
哇，甚至是到现在啊，到现在他还没看到，还没看到那个玛雅没摩耶夫人。可是这三波的神已经给他这么多的东西了，前面那个主成神、身众神、这个罗刹鬼王给他这么多的东西，他就向着天空想说：哇，我要到底要怎么样才能够见到善知识呢
？Before Sudana actually met Lady Maya, these three spirits already teach him a lot of things. Each of them teach him 10 different kind of methods, Dharma doors. So he's like really amazed. Wow, how am I actually going to meet and the Lady Maya? Excuse me. And then, sorry, how can I actually meet Lady Maya?
我到底要从到哪个地方去？我要去哪个地方去才能够遇到善知识？
And where should I actually go and to meet good advisors?
所以这个罗刹鬼王就动念头跟他讲说，他说你应该普理十方求善知识，正念思维一切境界来求善知识。
So this ghost king told Sudana, and you should universally make obeisance throughout the ten directions in your search for the good and wise advisors.With proper thoughts, reflect upon all states in your search for good and wise advisor.
我不是告诉大家要怎么样礼佛，有吗？顶礼十方三世三宝，对。其实这个就是一个很好可以遇到善知识的方法哦。
And remember that I actually told you guys and how to do the proper prostration to Buddha. So you should do the prostration to the Buddhas of the past, present, and future in 10 directions. It's on the same token, and this is the method and to meet good advisors.
不只是 Buddha, 十一句了。
And
十方三世三宝。
It's not only the Buddha, it's actually in the past, present, and future in 10 directions of the three jewels.
对，然后他刚才讲说，你还要勇猛自在的游遍十方，就像你像参访一样求善知识。另外是观身，观你的身跟你的心呢，如梦如幻来求善知识，一切都是虚幻不实的，不要执着这个身跟心的当下。
With courageous self-mastery, pervasively roam the ten directions in your search for the good and wise advisor. Contemplate your body and mind as being like a dream and reflection in your search for the good and wise advisor.
看到这个如梦如影，你会想到《金刚经》里面那段话吗？哈哈，《金刚经》里面讲嘛，哈，一切有为法，如梦幻泡影。如露亦如电，应作如是观。一切的东西有生灭的东西，都像梦幻泡影一样，它会生灭，像露电一样。
So when you see like a dream and like a reflection, you probably and thought about Diamond Sutra. And this is a famous phrase in Diamond Sutra: All conditioned dharmas are like a dream, an illusion, a bubble or a shadow, like a dew.Or like a lightning flash, contemplate them thus. So anything and will arise and perish is like a dream, illusion, bubble, shadow, dew, and lightning flash.
好，当这个善财童子在练习这个罗刹鬼王告诉他的方法的时候呢，就发现地涌莲花。在练习他的教法的时候，当下从地涌出一朵清净庄严的大宝莲花，在宝花。花上面呢有一个楼观，就是一个楼，楼那当中呢有一个如意宝座，那傍晚周边是围绕了一万个非常非常多的如意宝座围在旁边。 那这些宝座都是那个摩尼宝珠所庄严而成的。
At that time, upon receiving and practicing the Ghost King's instruction, Sudana immediately saw a huge jewel lotus flower well forth from the earth. In the midst of that lotus platform was a lookout tower. Within the lookout tower, there was a wish-fulfilling precious lotus flower throne. And around that throne, there's a myriad of thrones, lotus flower throne, and then made they adorn with many gems.
好，这位童子看到这么庄严的这个莲花座出现的时候呢，而且有这么多的莲花座旁边的时候，就看见哦，摩耶夫人突然在众人当中呢出现了，而且呢，她入色所谓的色身三昧。然后当下现四十种清净色身。
Among all these myriads of lotus throne, and Lady Maya was seated on the wish-fulfilling precious lotus flower throne. She manifests 40 kinds of body of a pure form, specifically the form body that transcend the three realms.
刚才我们讲说善财童子他只是想到摩耶夫人就看到二十种色身，对不对？这个本尊出现就是四十种，更庄严了。
So before and we mentioned, as soon as Sudana raised the thought want to meet Lady Maya, so he can actually perceive 20 manifestation form body. So when Lady Maya actually appear, she shows 40kind of a pure form bodies.
好，这个色身我们这边不谈，我们要谈往下谈的是说，不只是这个四十个色身哦，摩耶夫人能够随着众生的心所欢喜而现各种不同的身，她的超过一切世间的色身，甚至超过天女的色身，超过四大天王天女身身等等的色身出现。
We're not going to talk about all these form body in detail, but Lady Maya, according with what living being like in their mind, manifests form bodies that transcend all in the world. Specifically, she manifests a body that surpasses that a goddess of the transformation of other bliss heaven, down to a body that surpasses.Of a goddess of the heaven of the four great kings.
不只是这样子哈，她还是个现什么身？又超过龙女的身，能够超过女人身等无量的色身，甚至于呢，用这个东西来饶益一切众生。现各种色身只是为了饶益众生，积聚众生的一切智慧的诸佛道法的法门而已。
Upon occasion, she manifests a body that surpasses that of a dragon girl.Up to and including manifesting a body that surpassed that of a human woman. She manifests measureless form body such as these, benefiting living beings and amassing the Dharma that aid the way of all wisdom.
我觉得这个摩耶夫人这个出现了跟华华经里面有好多相似的地方。华华经不是有那个多宝菩萨从地涌出来吗？对吧？哈，他现在是涌出有莲花哈，对吧？哈。而且呢，他现各种色身，众生希望看到什么色身，他就现什么身。你看哦，我们在《法华经》不读过吗？药王菩萨、妙音菩萨、观世音菩萨，都现什么？一切色身所喜一切身，一切众生所喜一切身。众生要看什么身，现什么身？为什么？度众生嘛。你要度佛就现佛身，要度众生度现众生身，一样的，他也是一样。
So We can see a Lady Maya and can appear the form body according to what sentient being like. And if you ever read about and recite about a Lotus Sutra, and there's a similar situation in there. And Guanyin Bodhisattva, Medicine King Bodhisattva, and then Wondrous Sun Bodhisattva, and the Bodhisattva all being delight in seeing. It's in a similar situation. And they can manifest the form body according to what sentient being like.
我们知道只要已达到八地以上的菩萨就同时可以现一百个色身在一百个佛罗净土去成佛。所以他现在已经到十一地位了，只是就等觉位了，当然可以这样子。
So we know, and so if a bodhisattva reach about the eighth stage and above, and they can actually see hundreds of form body. So Lady Maya already reached the 11th stage of a bodhisattva, and which is equal enlightenment stage. So of course, and she has this myriad of form bodies.
这个色身呢、啊，它并不是五蕴所成的，并不是色蕴、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴、识蕴而成，它是由它发的愿，过去生所发的愿，所得的智慧，甚至是体证的空性而成就的这个事实，这个色身，甚至随众生的愿而实现不同的色。
These bodies of a pure form are not the combination of the five skandhas, which is form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. This is composed of a bodhisattva's vow and wisdom, and Lady Maya's manifestation of wisdom and emptiness.
好，为什么不是色蕴？因为我们知道，所有的色相，这个色相都是虚幻不实，所以它不是色蕴，也不是受蕴。为什么受蕴？因为我们世间所有的这些苦啊，八苦、三苦、所有的苦，一切苦，这是世间的苦，其实它已经超越这个苦了。再来是什么想运？想都是众生，都随众生的念头想而成，它其实它并不是自己想而出来出现的。行呢？因为行一切行，川流不断的这个行，都是如幻而形成的业，所以它也不是。那当然更不是事啦，因为它是发愿而得的，并不是因为它的事运、它的业事所造成的。
So, form, and a lot of worldly suffering is all the cause and condition come together. So this is not from the five skanda. So, and also sensation is because of physical body and feeling something and perceive something. And this is also sensation. Perception is also because the cause condition come together, you can perceive.And volition, and action, and consciousness. This is all not from the five skanda, and it's not from this body is just pure form. It's not a combination of five skandas.
这是随着菩萨他能够他的发的愿，他的智慧而成的，知道一切都是空无自性的。所以随菩萨的发愿啊，智慧啊，所以得到了空的体性而成的。所以它是一切语言道断的。
So these are composed of a bodhisattva's vow and wisdom, and Lady Maya's attainment of wisdom and emptiness. They are no self nature, so it is no words and can ever describe.
好，我要问一个问题，为什么他要示现这么多的色身给智海童子看
？I want to ask you this question.Why she's showing all these form body to Sudana? Why is that?
你说法师，我怎么知道？她就现出来了嘛，对吗？哈。
You may say, how do I know? And she just showed that, right?
重点都告诉我们，这个色身哈、哦，这个色身是虚幻不实的。我们的业，这是业报身呐、啊。我们执着这个业报身，每天在那边穿金戴银的，我们执着这个色身，很可怜的。因为这个色身执着哈，你没有办法超脱的，所以也不要执着这个色身。我们一旦证了圣果的时候，就有无边无边的身，无边无量的身。这个身像这个肉身呢、啊，像监狱一样，在烦恼下不得自在解脱。昨天有个菩萨啊，先翻译这好了。
And the reason Lady Maya and show all these kind of a form body is to teach us not abiding to the form of our physical body. And when we are certified to the sagely fruit.We will attain endless and boundless bodies. This physical body is only trap us like a prison that cannot be self-mastery and liberated.
昨天有个菩萨、啊、他就跑来写牌位，他跟我说他有一个我想跟他是他亲戚吧，他说七十多岁，他说已经很老了。我说哦，七十岁不老，我们都不知道都七十岁不老。他还跟我说他是 lung cancer， 那我说。他说好，他好好可怜，好苦这样子。那我说你可不可以跟他讲说，这个色身就像房子一样，老了就是要换掉，旧的房子就不要了嘛。我知道我们神识是不灭的嘛，就去找一个新的色身，新的身体就好了。他说法师很难呢，他对这个色身非常的执着哎。
So yesterday, one disciple come over and write a name into for praying, and people encounter calamities. And the name he she was writing for is her relative. It's about 70 some years old. And she mentioned, oh, this my relative is really old. He's 70 some years old. And I say, he's not old. Our many, many bodhisattva here is older than 70 years old. And also he has lung cancer and he's suffering a great deal, very painful. So I told him, you know, and our body is just like a house. When this house is old and, you know, it's in bad shape, you should move out and to move into a new house. And that's it. But she say, oh, this is very hard. She hold on to his physical body very tight, very attached to it.
所以现在要跟大家讲啊，真的当我们当到往生那个当下的时候，千万不要执着这个色身啊！你执着这个色身啊，不去，四十九天内不去，就很可怜了。你会在那个色身当中徘徊徘徊，会沦为鬼道众生的啦。
And I really, really want to warn you.And when the time and you are about to pass away and just leave, do not abide, do not attach to your physical body. And among 49 days, if you don't go to your next destiny, you just abiding, holding tight to your physical body. And guess where you're going to go? You're going to go to the ghost realm. So you should not.Abide to this physical body.
好，当好，那我们再回来问下，当这个摩耶夫人呢现这么多身的时候，当下，你看，连善财童子当下也现这么多色身，而且对着不同身互相的顶礼恭敬礼拜。
So Lady Maya and manifest all these form body, and Sudana also manifests a corresponding number of bodies, and he respectfully bowed to her.
你看，那个善财童子当下也可以现这么多身呢，同时在礼拜。你看，这是哪来的力量？全部都是善知识给他的加持力啊。
Can you see? And Sudana can actually manifest a corresponding number of bodies.And how does he do that? Because he had visited that many good knowing advisors. So all these advisors gave him protection and gave him power to do so.
好，我们来同时来看。而且呢，摩耶夫人呢，现阎浮提围城数，你看这么多哈，阎浮提就已经很大，围城数哦，每一个围城是一个方便的法门。现这么多法门的时候，善财童子也现这么多身。在一切处跟他共进礼拜，你看，同时这个善财童子证得无量无数诸三昧门。
Lady Maya manifests all such doors of expedience, which were as many as dust mote in Jambuvipa. After witnessing them, for many bodies as the Lady Maya manifests, Sudana also manifests a corresponding number of bodies. At all places,Before the Lady Maya, he respectfully bowed to her. Immediately, he was certified to measureless, countless samadhi doors.
他们到现在都还没有讲话哦，他只是现出来而已哦。摩耶夫人也没有讲话哦，现在都没有讲话，他们就是看到他，然后一直现，他就这样子一直做这样的动作，你看，都还没有说话。
Between Sudana and Lady Maya, they haven't exchanged words. They haven't talked to each other yet. And they're just showing all this manifestation.
好，善财童子就问问题了。啊，这是每次都这样问嘛，哈。我要问菩萨们，当下他真的需要还要问这些问题吗？我已经发了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心了，我要怎么样学菩萨行，怎么样修菩萨道，还需要问这样的问题吗？
So Sudana and raised a question. This is a standard question Sudana always raised and when he and meet every single teachers. So he say, I have already brought forth the result for Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. How a bodhisattva studied the bodhisattva conduct, cultivate the bodhisattva way. I want to ask you this. At this time, does Sudana still need to ask this question?
其实前面那个三个神啊，已经教他非常多的方法，对不对？哎，几乎都已经成佛的方法。然后呢，摩耶夫人根本就给他加持的，他已经学到那么多方法。其实这个问题就是为了我们问的，为了我们众生问的。
So actually, before he met Lady Maya, so those two spirit and the ghost king already gave him a lot of Dhamma doors. And then before he asked a question to Lady Maya, the Lady Maya already manifests all different form bodies. And that's also the teaching to Sudana. So Sudana really didn't need to ask a question anymore. The purpose he's asked this question, he was asking for us.
所以摩耶夫人就直接跟他讲了，我的法门叫做菩萨大愿智幻解脱法门。他说呢，我恒常为一切即将成佛菩萨的母亲。你看这句话多 power。
So the Lady Maya said, I have already accomplished a bodhisattva's liberation door of a great vow and wisdom of all being like an illusion. Therefore,I always act as the mother of all bodhisattva, which is they are undergoing their last rebirth before Buddhahood.
他的法门是这样子，他的发愿是这样子。我们来看他。
This is very powerful, and that's her Dhamma door.
他就问了，请问你这个境界，你这个境界是什么样的境界？是怎么样一回事
？Sudana said, "Wow, what is the state of this liberation door?"
好。那这个摩耶夫人就跟他讲了，他说现世哈，他说现世的时候，我在这个阎浮提，就是我们娑婆世这个阎浮提当中，他在我在迦毗罗卫城净饭王家中的时候，我从右胁生下这个悉达多太子的时候，我已经现出不，当然说应该说是悉达多太子现不可思议的自在神变，然后乃至尽死世界海都是这个样子，说所有包括是这样，我也现这个神这样子不可思议神变，而且所有一切譬如真那如来。接入我身，视线诞生自在神变。
Lady Maya said, "Disciple of a Buddha, just as in this household of the king pure rice, of Kapilavastu in Jambuvipa, this is in the current life she talked about. I gave birth to Prince Siddhartha from my right ribs, and manifest."Inconceivable spiritual transformation of self-mastery. So too, in the same way, exhausting the sea of a world, O Varikana does come one. Come into my body and manifest the self-mastery and spiritual transformation of being born.
好，我们这边看，你要看这个，你要读懂一个地方。这个悉达多太子以后就是释迦牟尼佛，对不对？释迦牟尼佛的法身是谁？譬如真啊，对吗？譬如真啊佛。可是在谈到一切譬如真啊如来，你说法师到底有多少譬如真啊如来？你有没有问题？你看到这样文字的有没有问题？你会动出这样的念头？看到吗？你看到了吗？你看到我的问题了吗？我们知道说悉达多太子以后就是释迦牟尼佛，对不对？他的法身佛是谁？譬如真啊佛。可是这边谈到说，除了释迦牟尼佛他的出生的时候视线这样神变之外，所有一切譬如真那如来，表示譬如真那如来不是只有一尊哦，有很多很多很多尊哦。那这些譬如真那如来是什么意思？表示有很多的佛，他们的法身佛通通称为譬如真那佛。那他释迦牟尼佛是在我们娑婆世界成佛。还有不同的佛国净土里面有不同的佛成佛，这样你懂了吗？你不要认为整个就是只有娑婆世界，不，娑婆世界是一个非常小的单位，娑婆世界成佛的是释迦牟尼佛，在不同的佛国净土里面的都是不同的佛，所以我们知道不同这么多不同的佛，这个佛的法身通通称为譬如遮那如来，你读懂这段文字的吗？
Actually, in this page, and there's a lot of meaning to it.And so we know the prince of Siddhartha actually is Shakyamuni Buddha. And that's his physical body. And then his Dhamma body is Varikana Dascom One. and Shakyamuni and Varakana Das Kam One. But here we talk about all Varakana Das Kam One. Okay, and that's all Dharma body of all Buddhas. And Shakyamuni Buddha achieved Buddhahood in our Saha world. Okay, and he's one Buddha. And there's many, many, many Buddhas and in many different Buddha land. They achieve Buddhahood and all different Buddha land. And those are also Varakana Das Kam One. So all these Das Kam One, all these Buddhas' Dharma body, they are all come into my body. So all that is not only one Shakyamuni Buddha, that Buddha.
因为那个华严经哦，讲的是诸佛菩萨的华藏世界，所以他不是只有讲释迦牟尼佛的娑婆世界而已啊，讲的一切佛的华藏世界。所以你要看到这个地方，跳出这个我们被娑婆世界限制的这个心。
Because in Avatamsaka Sutra, it mentioned about the Buddha land for all Buddhas. It's not only the Buddha land from this Shaha world.So when we read Avatamsaka Sutra, we have to jump out the boundary of this limited Saha world and to contemplate the old Buddha land, old Buddha's world.
当然了，这个善财童子他是在娑婆世界寻访善知识，可是这个时候当下现出来的不是只有娑婆世界而已，是一切的佛国净土。这个譬如真阿如来呢，都在最后一生的时候要成佛之前，都进到我的身体里面，然后示现成佛。
Of course, Sudana and visit all the teachers in the Saha world. So, but then all other Buddhas in their pure land to achieve Buddhahood. So that's why, all these Varakana Das Kam One entering my body and manifest the self-mastery and spiritual transformation of being born.
好，那就 focus 在讲我们娑婆世界。他说我在净饭王的王宫里面，这个太子要生下的时候呢。这个太子这个菩萨呢身上的每一毛孔每一个毛孔都放出光明这个光呢现为成数菩萨受身的庄严相他自己受身哦身上然后遍一切处然后这些光呢通通照到我身上让我所有的毛孔都受到这个光的照亮
I see every single hair pore of a bodhisattva's body emit a bright light and manifest adornment of bodhisattva receiving birthThere are as many as decimal in ineffable Buddha Shatra. Upon illumining those light entering through the crown of my head, up to infusing all of my hair pores.
所以你可以看到，它不是只是当时释迦牟尼佛他要生下来的状态，是所有的一切都可以看到的。
This is not only mentioned about and the state of a being born of Shakyamuni Buddha, and this is actually the state of all Buddhas being born.
好，当这个光呢照到我身上的所有毛孔的时候，我的身体看起来没有变化，但是我身体的量像虚空一样大，容受一切，然后可以看到一切菩萨的八相成道，而且可以看到诸佛菩萨的佛国净土这么殊胜庄严。
So all these light and coming into my body and my body shape and doesn't change. So the measure of my body is identical to empty space. The light universally appear the A aspect of the Buddha's life and the pure and adorned Buddha land.
我想八相成道我不要再谈大家都知道了齁。
So I'm not going to mention in detail about the A aspect of the Buddha's life.
好。他说我其实我是发愿的。从过去的诸佛出世到现在当下释迦牟尼佛出世到以后是百亿是天下为成数的菩萨受身他说我都发愿是他的母亲所以我发大愿成为诸佛的母亲
Because Lady Maya gave rise to such a great vow to act as their mother of all Buddhas so that's why and she is the mother of all these Buddha of the past and presentAnd future.
甚至是百亿的四天下，四天下不是只有我们想说娑婆世界，四天下嘛，哈，中间一个什么山，然后旁边是四大城，这样是百亿四天下，你看到吗？这个量，这个数目很大的，所以你不要只是 focus 在娑婆世界，它太小了，它太小了，而且阎浮提的众生，这个非常非常大， 所以表示她是非常非常非常多人的母亲。
So, as a Bodhisattva received birth in this Jambavipa with the set of a four continent under heaven. So it's not only the four continent, it's not only the Saha world. Actually, it's countless. So, and don't only focus on small Saha world, it's a countless heaven.
好，我就跟他讲，我最希望大家要跳脱，一定要跳脱这个我们被限制的这个心。你跳脱，你要不执着在这个色身，执着在你的周边那个这么小事情，那没办法，没办法去读那个经。这个经是非常大的经，一定要跳脱这个东西去看经。
So I always mention to you and encourage you, not only focus on the dot, your physical body and your just a small Saha world and the little things happening around you. You have to jump out the boundary to contemplate the boundless world of Avatamsaka Sutra.
好了，就问了，那请问你怎么修来的？你发了这么大愿，都能够成就，怎么修来的？
So Sudana asks, you gave to such a great vow, how to attain?
他说有一世啊，有一世的时候，我曾经是一个莲花池的守护神。那有一天呢，有在莲花当中，这个莲花包里面突然化身一个人出现的时候，我就把他抱在我的怀里面，来照顾他，来养育他，所有的一切人就称为我是他的母亲，这是第一个。
So in the past, and I was a spirit of a lotus flower pool, and there was a bodhisattva born by transformation from that lotus flower treasury. So when I see the bodhisattva was born, and I was holding that little bodhisattva, so when, so from that on, and then people and then start calling me and as the mother of a bodhisattva.
好，还有一次呢，我是菩提道场的守护神，那有一个菩萨就在我怀里面就化身了。所以我照顾他之后，人家称我说他，我是他的母亲。
So another time and lifetime, and spirit of a bodhi, and I was a spirit of a bodhi way place. And bodhisattva was born by transformation from my chest. And so that's why in people was calling me that bodhisattva's mother.
还有说无量无数的众生呢、啊，他在这个娑婆世界，他最后一生要实现成佛的时候，我都是做他们的母亲。
And this countless, measureless, boundless, and bodhisattva, it manifests being born, and I was their mother too.
还有像贤劫，我们现在是贤劫，对吧？贤劫已经有四尊佛了，对不对？过去三佛是拘留孙佛、拘那含摩尼佛、迦摄佛嘛。当下我们知道，其实释迦牟尼佛也应该说是过去的往生了四尊贤劫的四尊佛，他们菩萨在实现受身、实现最后一生的时候，其实我都是他们的母亲。
And also the worthy Kalpa for Buddhas, and we are currently in the worthy Kalpa, this Kakukanda, and Kanakamuni, Kashyapa, and Shakyamuni, and when they was being born, and before and they achieved Buddhahood, and I was their mother too.
好，这些都是过去的了，我们来看看未来。
These are all past.
未来，弥勒佛，我们知道吗？弥勒佛就是我们娑婆世界下一尊佛，第五尊佛，对吧？他当下会从刀在内院下降生的时候，我也是会他是他的母亲。
That was the past cause and condition. We're gonna see the future and cause and condition. And the future, Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya Buddha is the fifth Buddha. And when he descend from the Tushita heaven, and I was his mother. I will be his mother.
他谈的都是我们娑婆世界的。好，好，他想说。贤劫呢？前面不是已经四尊，弥勒佛是第五尊，对不对？第六尊狮子佛，一直到第一千尊楼智佛，他们要受仙的时候，在三千大千世界成佛的时候，我都是他们的母亲。
So we talk about the worthy Kalpa, the four Buddhas, and Maitreya Buddha was the fifth one, and the sixth one, Lion Buddha, and to Rankama Buddha, and accomplished Buddhahood in the great Chinchilla cosmos. I was all their mother.
我们能不能挤到这个一千佛里面？
I want to ask you, can we squeeze ourselves into these thousand Buddhas?
你们觉得不可能吗？可能啊，当然可能啊，怎么不可能？
You think it's possible? Of course it's possible.
Okay, 好。 不只是这样子哦，所有人修行普贤菩萨行愿的，教化一切众生，我都会是他们的母亲。
So not only that, and for those whoever cultivate Samantabhadra's conduct and vows, for the sake of transforming all living beings, I will be their mothers too.
请问你有没有份？有了，有了举手来，我看看。
I want to ask you,、
哦、
are you part of it?
Yes. 你看哦，修普贤菩萨的行愿，你看从佛讲的第一部经《华严经》开始，就有普贤菩萨行愿，对吗？最后一部经是《Lotus Sutra》《法华经》，我没讲过，最后还是要修普贤菩萨行愿，对不对？所以你只要发愿要修普贤菩萨行愿，我也不能都会来帮助我们，都是变成我们的母亲。
From the first sutra, Buddha preached, which is Avatamsaka Sutra, Lotus Sutra, he always mentioned about Samantabhadra's conduct and vow. So whoever cultivates Samantabhadra's conduct and vow, Lady Maya will come to become your mother.
Okay, 好，来，我们讲快一点。好，请问这个方法要修多久？要现在认真读书哈。请问你修这个方法修多久了？
So how long has it been? Sudana asked Lady Maya, and how long has it been since you obtained this liberation door of a great vows and wisdom of all being like an illusion?
好，这是谈到所谓的本事故事嘛，因为他是菩萨，讲本事故事。
So now we're going to talk about her past cause and condition.
好，这边你要好好看，我这边做了动画了。他说曾经有一个转轮圣王，名字叫大威德转轮圣王。那个时候呢，我是道场的守护神，叫做慈德。那时候有一尊菩萨叫做离垢床菩萨，他快要成佛了。可是那时候旁边呢有这个所谓的恶魔，叫金色光恶魔来阻扰他。我先讲到这里。
Okay, so in the past, I was a great, awesome virtue wheel, turning Dharma.And there was a kind virtual spirit guarding the way place. So there was a bodhisattva called Banner of a Living Filth and almost achieving Buddhahood. But at that time, and there's a demon called Golden Light Evil and come to disrupt the process.
好，这个时候呢，这转轮圣王就用各种兵力，你看，来帮助这个离垢床菩萨，让他能够成佛。
So at that time, that Dharma turning king and used all kind of army and power and to protect in this Bodhisattva banner of a living filth to achieve Buddhahood.
当下那个这个守护神就说，哇，我多么希望以后我希望这样转轮圣王就是我的儿子。他当下动了这样一个念头。
So that, kind virtual spirit and saw this, amazing, situation, he would say, you know,And I wish in the future, this wheel turning, king, it will be my son.
好，那当然这个已经成佛了，所以他就是，所以这个守护神呢，就是顶礼这个新成佛的佛祖。你看我找到这张照片吗？很不错哈，这是佛的脚哈，这是右边脚，这是左边的脚。
So because that Bodhisattva, a banner of a living soul, already achieved Buddhahood, so these kind virtual spirit guarding the way place immediately prostrate to the Buddha's foot. You can see that picture.
然后他刚发那个愿哦，发那个转轮圣王要成佛那个愿之后呢，转轮圣王啊，生生世世修行到成佛之际，他都是他的母亲。
So since then, wheel turning king made the vow, and to achieve Buddhahood. So every single life and that's his mother.
然后同时呢，他说我也供养的石那优塔佛。
And I make offerings to, 10 Nayota Buddhas, as many as 10 Nayota.
所以你看过去生他不只是这样子，然后他也发愿嘛，哈。也供养佛，也顶礼佛，其实是很有智慧的。
So you can see in the past life, not only make vows and also make offering.
好，所以我们来看，所以这个慈德道场守护神就是现在的摩耶夫人，那这个转轮圣王就是现在的毗卢遮那佛。
So you can see.And that spirit guarding the way place, and back then, now is Lady Maya. That wheel turning king back then is a Varikana Buddha.
因为他说我发愿了， 我发愿说，我从发愿以来，这个这就是这个应该讲说就是这个毗卢遮那如来，在十方佛刹，在一切道中受身，不只是佛啊，他包括六法界、天人、阿修罗、畜生、恶鬼、地狱，受身的时候，种种的事情，教化一切众生、一切处等等等等等等，受圣变的时候，我都是他的母亲，他都是我的儿子。
From the time I means the Svarikana Buddha, brought forth and that vow to the present, this Buddha, world honored one, has undergone rebirth in all destiny. Throughout the kshatras of the ten directions, he has planted all good roots, cultivated the bodhisattva conduct, taught, transformed, and brought all living beings to accomplishment.Up to the time he is about to manifest abiding in his last body, in thought after thought, throughout all world, whenever he manifests the spiritual transformation of a bodhisattva undergoing rebirth, he always acts as my son, and I forever as his mother.
好，那我们来看呢，他怎么样能够成为他们的母亲？主要是因为当佛成佛的时候呢，他会从这个其中哦放出光明。然后照耀我的身体，跟我住的宫殿，这样的时候，让我在佛的成佛的最后一章当中，我都是他们的母亲。
So Buddha is about to accomplish in Buddhahood. They all emit great light from their navel, which illumines my person and the palace quarter in which I dwell.
最后一生的时候。
And I act as their mother during their last rebirth.
好，他讲的这样，他说我的法门呢？就是菩萨大愿自幻解脱法门。
My Dharma door is Bodhisattva's liberation door of a great vows and wisdom of all being like an illusion.
好，就大概这个两号，我们来往下，我们稍微做一点点讨论好了。
We're gonna do a little discussion.
好，很快我们要讲。好，今天这个摩耶夫人这个很特殊，她前面不是有很多很多神吗？哈，我们来看看。这三层的神，他们给他给的善财童子什么样的法门
？We are Sudana. Before Sudana met Lady Maya, we talk about the spirit. It's three layer spirit, and these three spirit and all teach Sudana some Dharma door. So we're gonna see now.
第一个是主成神，他告诉他是要守护心诚的十二法门，叫做他能够积聚善法之后，能够就近成佛。
These are 12 doors. The first spirit is the city ruling spirit. He taught Sudana 12 Dharma doors to guard the city of mind, amass all good Dharmas, accomplish Buddhahood.
好，那身众神告诉他的是，他从耳当中放出光芒，一个光明网，然后照到善财童子身上的时候，让他生出十种清净眼，他能够看到一切诸佛菩萨的世界，包括看到诸佛出世的相似。
The second spirit, many body spirit, the net of a light into hair pores. And so Sudana get 10 kinds of pure eyes. Behold Buddhas appear in the world.
好，第三个是罗刹鬼王。他告诉他成就十法的时候，你能够亲近诸善之事。你成就十种三昧门的时候，能够现身见善之事，甚至是转一切佛法轮三昧的时候，能够证到诸佛的体性平等。能够处处遇到善知识。
The third ghost king and T. Sudana accomplished 10 types of dharmas, draw near the good and wise advisors, accomplished 10 kind of samadhi door, constantly see all the good advisors in the present life, obtain the samadhi of turning the dharma wheel, the level equality of substance and nature of a Buddha dharma.Encounter all the good and wise advisor at all places.
好，下面这个当我想不讨论这个东西，我要跟你讲一个比较有趣的故事。我们觉得说，那释迦牟尼佛他现身的是摩耶夫人，那之前呢？之前他的母亲是谁？我们来看这个故事。
I'm gonna tell you a story. And the Shakyamuni Buddha in his current life, and his mother is Lady Maya. How about who is his mother in his previous life?
就有一天啊，佛拿着钵啊到城里面去托钵的时候呢，就看到一个衣服衣衫褴褛的一个女众，一个村妇，她在那边。她看到释迦牟尼佛来的时候，跑得好快啊！我的儿啊，我的儿啊，跑上去要去抱住佛。 那佛旁边的那些四大弟子就拦住他，要拦他，佛就说你不要拦他，你一拦他，他可以吐血而死。就这个女众跑来就把佛抱住了，我的儿啊，我的儿啊，就很欢喜的这样子，然后就当下跪下来，好欢喜啊，我终于见到你了。
And one day, Buddha's and is walking in the forest and holding the bowl and for elves begging. And from the far distance, this woman, and this village woman in raggedy clothes, and then come to saw Buddha. She was in this tremendous joy and very delightful and come to see Buddha. And on her way come to see Buddha, she's screaming, "My son, my son, I finally see you." And it took me so long. And then so she's running toward Buddha. And then, the attendant around Buddha say, hold on a second. And ho. And then, Buddha say, no, it's okay. Let her be. If you stop her now, and she will vomit blood and die. So just let her be. So when she ran to Buddha and then give a big hug to Buddha, "My son, I finally saw you. I'm so happy."
你有没有看到那个动画吗？有吗？好。啊，这个时候呢，佛就给他开示说法。佛给他开示说法的时候，他马上证到欲罗果，就是出果位，马上证到出果位，然后他就出家，好好的修行，在释迦牟尼佛教法当中呢，他得到解经第一，比丘尼。
So, at that time, and she knee down to a Buddha and say, "Buddha, And could you expound some Dharma for me?" So, and Buddha, and according to her understanding and capability, and to explain some Dharma for her, and she immediately and attained the stage of a first fruition, and then also, and she took ordain and to become monastic, and then she become number one and can explain the Dharma, can explain the Sutra.
好，那当然弟子就问啊，到底怎么一回事嘛？哈。
So all Buddha's disciple and attendant, and they are perplexed, and they ask Buddha, "What's this the whole thing about?"
我就跟他讲说，他说有两个原因。第一个原因是现身的母亲，就是我们刚刚讲的摩耶夫人，吼，她发下大愿，要成佛之际的那个尊佛，她要当她母亲，这是一个原因。第二个原因是这个 village 的这个 woman 啊，她过去生其实前五百世都是她的母亲。可是他当他的母亲的时候，因为这个菩萨就是应该讲说佛的前身的时候，他常常喜欢做布施，常常喜欢做供养，而且很有出离心。可是他这个母亲常常障碍他，常常障碍他，到最后的时候，佛就说：“我不希望你再做我的母亲了。”
So Buddha said there actually two reasons. And the mother of my current life and Lady Maya, she gave a great vow, and she want to be the mother of the Buddha, the Bodhisattva achieve Buddhahood in this life, and so that's why she's my mother. And the second reason, and this village woman, and actually was my mother for 500 lifetimes. But at that time I was a Bodhisattva. I love to do giving and offering, and I always have the mind of a renunciation, but she always interrupt me and prevent me. I really got sick and tired of her. I got fed up. I said, "That's it. I don't want to be, you'll be my mother anymore."
Okay. 那就是因为她障碍她出家，所以她今生贫穷。好，那我们来，可是她有因缘，今生有因缘听到佛的教法，这是另外一段因缘。所以我先讲一个藏人出家，这是大障碍哦。藏人布施供养也是大障碍哦。
So because and she prevent and Buddha and to renounce from the world and leaving home and to become monastic, and also and she prevent and disrupt and Buddha's make offering giving, so and that's why she become a poor village woman. So and I really want to tell you and to obstruct and people to become monastic and to prevent and obstruct and people make offering and giving, and that's actually creating huge karma.
然后另外一段是他为什么能够在这个地方听到佛说法，而且马上证到欲罗果，是因为他在过去生是迦摄佛的时候，他曾经就是一个出家人， 他那时候非常认真的修行，持戒很严谨。然后他当下要往生的当下，他发了一个愿：我希望我在未来生释迦佛出世的时候，我要在释迦佛的教法当中出家。所以他现在看到佛还是这么欢喜，而且他也认真修行之后，他在比丘尼当中是解禁第一。
The other thing is that before she in her past life, and she was practiced under Kashyapa Buddha, and she uphold precept very pure, and she worked very diligently. And so before she passed away, she gave a vows and she said, I want to be reborn in the world of the time of Shakyamuni Buddha, and then and I still practice.And that's why she be able to encounter Buddha in this lifetime and then be able to become monastic. And she become and the number one, the best one to explain sutras.
所以要发愿嘛，对吗？懂了吗？要发愿了，而且要发大愿了。像这个愿很好，生生世世要成佛自己的母亲。哇，这个愿太好了。我已经被人发了，我们看能不能做起到发出他的愿了。
So of course, and I encourage you to make a vow, and not small vow, and great vows, and big vows. So this from this story, the moral story, to give a great vows. Well, unfortunately, somebody already gave vow and to become Buddha's mother. So, but there's many, many other vows, and so you can make.
所以晚上回家一个功课，睡前请你发一个大愿 ，OK， 可以吗？
So I want to give you a homework tonight before you sleep and give a rise to a great vow.
好，我用最后这张把今天的整个做一个结论。摩耶夫人她有般若的智慧，而且是知道一切是如幻化的，还有大愿力，所以她成就了法门叫菩萨大愿智幻解脱法门。她就是依愿依她的愿力为诸佛的母亲。
So this is summarize of today's talk. So Lady Maya, she has a prajna, and her prajna is like an illusion, and she gave a power, great, big power of vows, and great vows and wisdom of all beings are like illusion, and follows the power of vows act as all Buddha's mother.
好，我在11月底的时候，我们还会有这个。都讲经后，下一次我们要参访的是众义童子。
On the end of November, we're going to continue to visit a good teacher, good advisor, and that will be teacher number 44, visiting youth who well knows the multitude of skills.
好，我们今天讲到这个地方。
Transform merit.